surprises waiting in your meeting this morning?
Not that I didn't already know about, but I was going to get beat up on a little bit, but that's how it goes.
But at least you can see it coming.
When you drop three cockpit pre-assemblies, which is the entire cockpit and the heater and the carrier and everything in the floor, have to pay somebody the time to get it out. We call that the rework minutes for the time, right? And, yeah, it's like 400-something rework minutes per heater, IP to be replaced. So it didn't go over real well because we had two of them show up.
That's a costly mistake, because that's usually one of the first components in.
So the whole console's got to come back out, all the stuff attached to it. The IP's got to come apart. The carrier's got to come off, and then you take the heater out.
We hated jobs like that when I was working on cars. Just having to be so easy with all those, all the plastic, hunting all the screws that they hide. I never cared much for that.
So I knew it was coming. I mean, it was a matter of time before all four of them showed up. I've never had so many in a short time frame. And it's just like, man, just waiting on the day, and it was this morning.
Everything go good today? No more problems?
Not bad. I mean, for a Monday. Everybody's going to hate me tomorrow because I'm taking away headphones so they can't listen to music out on the floor anymore. So we'll see how that goes.
When you make mistakes like that.
Give them a chance. I told them, so look, quality improves. We don't make so many defects. Then we'll keep the headphones. Everybody can keep enjoying their music. But if it come, if it don't come back down, then I'm not going to do it. Everybody's going to lose them. And that's where we're starting them off.
Somebody's got to be the bad guy. I guess it's just your turn.
It doesn't really affect my paycheck any, so I mean, that's what I got to do to make it happen. That's what's going to happen.
Roger that. Got anything planned for this afternoon?
I'm sure something will come up. So the thing that you were talking about this weekend, that was the thermal belt?
The Blue Ridge Club.
I was just trying to figure out because I got an email about something going on soon. I couldn't remember who had what going on. It seems like there's a couple different ham-related things going on this weekend.
Roger that. There's a lot going on this weekend. Actually, it's third weekend in April is usually a busy weekend.
For the gun show, but I probably wouldn't ever buy anything. I'd end up going to a store or something and ordering it.
Couple of them, and I've never found any awesome deals that just, oh, you gotta have it. No, like, eh, it's, you know, so you'll find stuff you wouldn't see in groups, but other than that, I've been to gun shows over the years that just can't see it. And then the one up here in North Carolina, the Ag Center, they want to allow concealed weapons in, so this is ridiculous.
KW Homestead.
Good afternoon, Ken. Doing all right? KO4 CEF.
Ken, KO4 HK. Ken, KO4 HK.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Carry on.
What's what you going to buy?
It is some holsters for what I got.
There's never just one holster that works for every situation.
Like some of mine are odd or, they're just odd or old and that, so you got to get one that, you know, that's just right for it.
It is with a constitutional carry now in South Carolina, you don't have to focus so much on finding holsters that just will not let somebody else see it, you know. You can get one where it's covered up, but if they happen to notice it, it won't be as bad now.
An open carry, when was that? It was Saturday, I guess, over there at the Little River.
Well, guys, open carry about the my route, but not me.
That'll do it, but I think it's more of like you know, want to be able to show it off a little bit. Or I just keep mine covered up. That's all I care about.
The guys, look at me, look at me.
Matters that you kind of tuck down in your pants and you pull the flap up, you're supposed to pull the gun out. Man, I see those and realize I'd never be able to get that gun out of my pants. It just wouldn't happen.
That holster is not working for me.
Bikini, so you can probably use one, but I never get it past the fold. Advertisement for it. So it's like the holster's down in your pants, but there's like a little flap that hooks to your belt. So you reach over and grab it and pull it up, and the gun and the holster kind of slides up out of your waistband, and then you draw the gun out of it.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've never tried one of those.
I've never had a desire to. But gentlemen, I have arrived at the house of State 3, and I will catch you both in the morning. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
5-3, we'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CE.
Catch you in the morning. Tell Mr. Elise we said hey. KN4GFW.
I'm out.
For whatever reason, I'm real staticky this afternoon.
It's making me start to worry about my radio. I decided I was about 10 minutes out.
2685 interchange.
Everybody's breaking for some stupid reason.
Have a reason?
No, I don't know if a truck stopped on the entrance ramp or what, but it's just now everybody's all jacked up.
Yeah, it was nice and quiet, just like I like it.
We had a pretty decent Monday. I wish mine had been quiet, but they're usually fairly busy.
But I knew I had to anyway. Already had it bought on Friday. I just had to go pick it up.
I wish I had an excuse to run to Home Depot while I was working.
You know, there's so often the girl recognizes me, and I ain't even got to hand her any paperwork. She just goes to get my stuff.
And right there, that's why you want it.
Was out, and somebody else went to pick it up. She says, "You're not Ken."
Funny, that's awesome right there. That's great customer service.
Awesome. I had to go pick up 200 pounds of pool sand.
Is it for filtering or something? Kind of like a pool filter?
Through the cooling tower water, and once a year they change it out.
Pan, though. I need to pick that up.
Down bag. I had to pick up a couple of push broom handles and some black tape and some trash bags.
We get so much from Home Depot. Like, we have to order everything through Fallon or wherever. I mean, if you try to spot buy something off Amazon, it's an act of Congress.
To vendors, you can use the catalog. Even Fallon is one of them. And that, but certain ones are, you know, preferred. And Amazon, man, there's only a few things you can get from Amazon.
The vendor we can kind of order straight through is Staples, and that's certain approved products, and then, you know, there's a couple things battling, but most everything now, man, they're so penny-pinching, you got to justify every single thing we buy. I mean, everything from gloves to safety glasses.
Even the safety glasses are stores items, so they auto-order.
You keep them on order, but when we submit an order, our finance department reviews it. And then you also have to put the reason why you need it. I mean, even though you order them every so many weeks, you still have to justify why you need them.
You know some of the Valen personnel over there? Do you know any of the Valen personnel over there?
I used to work right next to our cost office, but I don't anymore. So when I moved to the new hall, I lost all my contacts.
Lady, she's over there. She's probably one of the head ladies there. Lady called Tammy Elkins.
Sounds familiar. I think I know Tammy, or I've emailed her before. But she's not, I don't deal with her directly for the most part.
And if you saw her, she's a really petite woman.
I didn't email her before. That name stands stands out. You know, I can recognize it.
I'm dying when I need something, but our people that does our safe.
We use, honestly. Man, how about this? I'm driving up the interstate, and there's two Airstreams in front of me. I mean, that's a ton of money driving down the road right there.
I forget where we were. I think we were up towards Knoxville. We saw a place that had, you know, they sold Airstreams, and there must have been 50 of them out there. So, man, I'd like to just look at them one time.
Taylor, I'm going to go, and I'm going to walk through an Airstream. I want to see what the big deal is. I know they're supposed to be nice and everything custom made for the trailer, but still, I wouldn't mind seeing what they do to it. We were down in Myrtle Beach one year, back when both my boys were still really little. And we just stumbled across the Airstream convention down there. I mean, they were everywhere. I mean, everywhere down there.
In Savannah, and one pulled up for the night, smaller one. I got talking to the guy. He said it was like his 20th Airstream. And that every time he gets one, he has it for a year or so, and somebody wants to buy it, so he sells it and he go gets him another one.
I don't even know how that works. Those things are so expensive. I mean, I'm sure he's not getting his money, but I guess if he gets a decent amount back, he's just putting a little bit towards the next one.
Good. I mean, I got 25 in mine.
And nowadays, I mean, you know, if you pay $25,000, $30,000 for one, that's not bad. I can't remember how much money my brother-in-law spent on his little bitty one, and it's just crazy the amount of money. I think it was close to $40,000, if I remember correctly.
Little ones, man, they're proud of them, because I thought about getting one small enough to pull behind the Jeep and that, but it was just too ridiculous. This one was, well, we bought it in 22, and it was, bought it in 23, and it was a 22 new still on the lot, so they come off of it about 20 grand.
Selling for nowadays, which I told the wife, we probably don't have it a few more years before we're going to have to downgrade.
We went to the RV show and looked at them and, you know, took notes, what we liked, what we didn't like, and it looked like most all of them that we really liked were in the, you know, off of the same lot, so that's where we went.
Well, Ken, I'm pulling into the neighborhood, so I'm going to say 7-3. We'll holler at you in the morning. You have a safe rest of your trip home, and we will definitely talk to you in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on you finally.
Andrew, catch you in the morning. You and the wife have a good evening. KN4TFW.